Yamadagay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kiss.
Hello and welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. Today we'll hear from Sila, an Aboriginal evangelist, Tony Dennison, talks about a subject you may never have heard before. If you're a pastor or church leader, you may find it a little uncomfortable. But please listen as Tony is speaking from a biblical perspective and you need to know what the Bible says. But let's start with a song from Sila called Threshold of Glory.
Gates, we open the door. Together we come to meet with you, Lord. Yes, we push back the gates, we open the door. Together we come. Oh, you, Lord. Here we are at the threshold of glory. Every eye now focused on you. The heart in my chest beats wildly as each step brings us closer to you. Magnificent
Today I want to talk about the Jezebel spirit. Is it alive and well in the church today? Yes, it is. I believe so. And more in these last days, Satan is going to raise his standard because he knows his time is very short. If you're not sure what a Jezebel spirit is, it's a demonic spirit that comes into the church and usually comes with a female, and males can have it too. They try to deceive, undermine the leadership, and what else they do is they're bringing sexual immorality to the congregation, and they cause division. But they do it in a way that you don't realize that they're doing it, that they're causing it. But they won't submit to leadership, but also they're very strong and dominant. And when they manifest, I mean, they can be quiet and just fit in like your next door neighbor, but when they manifest, you don't want to be on the end of the wrath of one of these demonic spirits unless you know who you are in Christ. And you have all power, all authority over every demonic spirit because Jesus Christ said so. He said, all power and authority has been given unto me, and I give it to those who believe in me. So the Bible says we are the head and not the tail. So do not run from a demonic spirit. Stand your ground and use the name of Jesus because it's the name above all names. And every foul spirit will have to bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. We have a wonderful promise from God that when Satan comes in like a flood, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Holy Spirit will raise up the standard against him. So therefore, we're on the winning team. And we have established that right from the word go. It doesn't matter what Satan throws at us. God is the answer. We've already had the victory through Jesus Christ. So let me go on this journey with you today about the Jezebel spirit. I've encountered it on a few occasions, and it's rife in the church. And I was surprised because I always thought that, you know, when we go to church because we want to be there to worship God. And I often think, well, how can a demonic spirit come into the church and sit through the worship and go through the motions of being a Christian? But then again, you've got to compare it to a sleeper cell. You know, in terrorism, people go to other countries. They're trained highly in espionage. They're trained as spies. They're trained in all sorts of things, and they're called sleepers. And they just sit there until somebody activates them. Then all of a sudden, instead of being your next-door neighbor, they're a suicide bomber. And that's what they call sleeper cells. And that's what I want to compare the Jezebel spirit to. It's a sleeper. It infiltrates churches, goes through the motions, but is sitting there waiting for an opportunity. And just like the suicide bomber, it gets activated and then it rears its ugly head. I was in a church many years ago, and what happened was this lady came to the church. She had so many talents. She was a great dancer, a choreographer. She could make up dances. She can play any instrument. She could sing. She can write music. She can write plays. Man, she was the best thing since sliced bread. She can come in and do anything in the church. But you see, we in the church have a responsibility to our congregation, to our flock, as we want to put it that way. When somebody new comes in, we need to do a background check. I don't mean get the federal coppers in or the local constable, but we need to check them out spiritually. We need to make sure that they are what they say they are. Because the Bible tells me that Satan comes in as an angel of light. He can take that form and he can fool people. And these people that infiltrate the church, they come for one reason and one thing only. They come to disrupt, to cause problems, to cause breakdown in the church, and to bring it to a point where the church is dysfunctional, where the church is not operating the way that God wants it to operate.
1 Timothy chapter 3 says, "Don't give new Christians a high position in the church as they're not ready for it spiritually." Tony, what form does this Jezebel spirit take?
And let me give you some examples. When this Jezebel came into the church, within weeks after displaying this enormous talent, was promoted to worship leader. I thought, well, how can a Jezebel spirit come into the church each week and stand out the front and sing the worship songs, the praise songs, and, you know, put the hand in the hair and appear to be so full on for God. And yet, underneath, beneath the surface, there's a boiling rage, someone that's full of demonic spirit, that Jezebel spirit. When I found out later on, a few months later, Jezebel had slept with 5 or 10 males in the church, married men. You see, well, you'd say to yourself, but Tony, why would married men who'd been in the church for a long time sleep with someone like that? Well, if Satan's going to come along and tempt you, he's not going to send a Volkswagen. Das Auto. He's going to send a Porsche. And this Jezebel, the woman with the Jezebel spirit, was drop dead gorgeous. She tempted people and they fell. I don't want to judge those men that slept with her, because you know what? God says all of us have fallen short of God's glory. All of us sin. All of us who claim to be Christians today, we have all sinned, whether it's adultery, whether it's gambling, whether it's lying, whether it's taking drugs, alcoholism, whether we beat our wife or kick the kids or the dog. We've all sinned. And so you can't point the finger at anybody, because you know what? It's only by God's grace that we're separated from those in the world that don't know God. We're covered by God's grace. And when we repent, God is a just and faithful God, and he will forgive us our sins, no matter what. I went to my brother's engagement party, and we had it at a motel. There was a bar at this motel, and we invited a lot of non-Christians and a lot of different people from other churches, because my brother wasn't a Christian, you know. There was a few church people there and a lot of other people. And I noticed this woman from our church sitting at the bar. And I noticed one of the guests from the wedding was talking to this person. And the person came up to me and said later, they said, you know, Tony, that woman, she just told me her old goal in life is to tear churches apart, to get in the churches, to infiltrate them and bring their destruction. And she said, doesn't she go to your church? And I said, she does. And I just thought about that for a minute. I thought, well, I don't have anything to go on, so I'll just, you know, leave it. Because if there was something wrong with this woman, she wouldn't be still out the front, leading the worship, the praise and the singing, and involved so heavily in the church. Because our leadership would have done something about it. But they didn't. They decided to cover it up. And what happened was, Jezebel ran amok. And I blamed the leadership, because when things started to go wrong, instead of letting the congregation know, instead of dealing with the way the Bible says to deal with these things, they swept it under the carpet. You can stick your head in the sand all you like, but the problem doesn't go away. You need to deal with it. And the Bible is very clear on how to deal with the people in the church that are not of God, or people that are bringing disruption, people that are causing problems, causing division in the church. There was a man that he owned his own business. Him and his wife worked very hard at their business. He felt the call of God on his life. He sold his business. He studied full time for the ministry. And, you know, this guy, he could preach when he wanted to. You know, he had a gift from God. And 2 weeks before he was finished his course, he slept with Jezebel. Well, I don't know how long he'd been sleeping with Jezebel, but it came out 2 weeks before the end of his course. And then when it did come out, not only did Jezebel sleep with him, but slept with his 16-year-old son as well. I was a gym junkie then. And I was hooked on the gym. Man, I had a body like an hourglass. But if you look at me now, the sand certainly shifted. But I used to go to the gym every day. And I had a powerful ministry in evangelism, and I used to travel around the country preaching. And I'd take teams of people with me. And I had a key at the gym because I could come and go anytime I wanted to. And some days I'd go in the middle of the day. And Jezebel is always laying traps for the saints. That's what demonic spirits do, they lay traps. And yeah, we need to be protected by praying each day for God's protection, like Psalm 91, Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. We need to be on ball. We need to have our guard up. No, it's just like a prize fighter in the boxing ring. You know, if you lead with your chin, you're going to get a smack in the chin every time. But if you put your guard up and you learn to duck and weave, you know, you can avoid the hits. And that's what we've got to do as Christians. We've got to be on guard all the time that Jezebel is not lurking around the corner. And I was at the gym and I was into my weight session, and Jezebel was a instructor there in aerobics. And Jezebel used to do the administration as well. And Jezebel came in and said to me, "Oh, how good to see you, Pastor Tony. Oh, you're having a workout." I said, "Yep." And she said, "Now look, Pastor Tony, we're both adults. And I'll tell you what, fellas out there, if a woman comes up the year starts off with the line, 'We are both adults,' mate, alarm bells should start ringing in your head like a fire brigade, like a siren in a hair raid. Soon as a woman says, or a fella says this to you, ladies, you know, 'We're both adults,' you want to start ducking and weaving straight away. Get ready to counterpunch, because you're going to get floored if you don't." And Jezebel said, "Look, I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to leave the office phone here. Now, if the phone rings, I want you to bring it into the shower. We're both adults, remember that. You've been married, you've seen a woman naked, you won't bother me." Anyway, soon as Jezebel disappeared into the lady's shower, the phone rang. She started ringing it on a mobile. Mate, I picked up my gym gear and I bolted out of that place like my tail was on fire. Mate, I left Jezebel to the place. Sometimes, fellas, it doesn't stay to stand and fight. It pays to run away like a little girl. And it's better to run away with your tail between your legs and live to fight another day. Not only did I get out of there, I rang the pastor and I rang my wife. Then I went and sat down with them and I said, "This is what happened." And no sooner had I done that, Jezebel fronted up with her version of events. And you see what I mean? Then the church told me that Jezebel had slept with after church. And see, when I was going away on my next evangelistic trip to preach in a 2 weeks' time, Jezebel put her name down to come with us. And they said she couldn't come, but they wouldn't give me a reason why. I'm telling you, if you're listening to this program today and you're a church elder or you're a pastor of a church and these things are happening in your church, do not sweep it under the carpet. Because I'm telling you, you're going to give account to God one day. And you can't allow Jezebel to run amok. And then I went away to preach at a church in Sydney. I preached the great sermon over all weekend. And on the last night, on the Sunday night when we was preaching, the worship leader came out for prayer. When I started to pray for her, that Jezebel spirit manifested and challenged me while I was praying for her in the prayer line. Then I stood my ground and commanded that the Jezebel spirit be silent and to come out of her. And this is another woman that Satan was using. She was drop-dead gorgeous. And she started screaming, and the Jezebel spirit started screaming through her. She said, "I can make every man in this church happy if you just leave me be." And I said to this Jezebel spirit, "Be quiet and come out." And I commanded that spirit to come out of her, and it did. But you see, the churches have got to wake up. Your Bible says you'll know people by their fruits. And if they could stand in the grower's market here in Port Macquarie with a handful of $100 bills and got no fruit, well, it's by their fruit you'll know them. And I mean, you know, I'm not talking about potatoes, beans and rock melon and watermelon. I'm talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. By their fruits you'll know them. If they serve in God or serve in Satan, you can't serve two masters. And the Bible says you can only serve one master. If you serve one, then you'll hate the other. So if you love God, you will hate Satan. But if you love Satan, you will hate God. But like I said at the very beginning, these people infiltrate the church for one reason. The same as their master. His one goal in life is to destroy humanity because he wants their worship and praise. He wants to be recognized as the king of this world. He wants to be recognized as higher than God. Because the reason I can say that is because he was kicked out of heaven for the very same thing. He wanted to set his throne above the stars of God. And he wanted to be like the Most High God. And all he is nothing but a cheap imitator. And I tell you what, you look at people and you judge for yourself. And if you're not sure about somebody, you pray about it. You ask God. Sooner or later, the pretenders will be separated from the contenders because the pretenders can't keep it up. You can't keep up the charade. They can't pretend to be what they're not. You are where your heart is. If you have a heart for God, that's where your heart will be, and that's where your love will be. You'll want to serve God. You'll want to praise him and lift him up. But don't be fooled by Jezebels. If you're not sure about somebody, then you pray about it. You ask God, and he will always give you the answer. But if you see something that's not right in a church, then go to the leadership and get the leadership to deal with it exactly the way the Bible says. It's not point the finger and call them a witch and, you know, burn them at the stake sort of thing. The Bible has guidelines on how to deal with people that aren't what they say they are. And you can't ignore it. It won't go away. So all I'm saying to you today is be aware, trust God, and just listen to the Holy Spirit. God will speak to you because the Bible says the sheep will recognize the shepherd's voice. And Jesus is the shepherd, and we are his sheep.
Take my
If you'd like to talk to Tony about what you've heard today, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. To hear today's program again, go to kingskidsministries.org. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Heidi, and on behalf of Tony and the King's Kids team, God bless you and see you next week. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.